Yeah, it's not inspiring to read about all the hard work the National Socialists put in, all the sacrifices they made in order to come to power, and to know, as you're reading it, their fate, that, yeah, there was basically America, yeah? It's always been America. The biggest, most powerful, richest country with the most resources and technology. And ironically, it was a Anglo-Saxon nation. It was a Germanic nation. Most people had relatives who were German. So, yeah. I mean, if it's so easy for them to take America and use America as a weapon to destroy the best things in the world, such as National Socialism, then, you know, what hope is there really? And I've got to change hands. My hand's going numb. People I spoke to here who at first gave me some slight hope, on the second meetings and third meetings, I discovered nothing I said really sunk in. They don't comprehend anything I'm saying. And they're not even capable of basic logic and organization. And the best solution, I mean, it sounds hypocritical, but the only thing that people seem to be saying is this, they have this stupid idea that they're going to be able to run off to the forest, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you know. And there's so many Russians here, and I talk about Soviet Union and the gulags, and they don't know anything about it whatsoever. They go, I don't know anything about that. I said, but isn't that like, you know, the most important lessons we've learned, we should be learning from history, and it's Russian, and you're ethnic Russian? Yeah, no, we don't know anything about that. So, you know, I don't know what to do. So, and really this is all distraction from the most important thing, and I can't get people to focus on the most important thing, which is simply that the world will always be the representation of your will. And you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't just be the beneficiary of your will. You will also be the victim of your own will. Am I wrong? Have a look at the world. Okay. And do people belong in this world? Yes, they do. Do people deserve what they're getting? Yes, they do. Almost all of them do. So even though this world from the ground up is wrong, and I would not design a world like this, it's far from the best of all possible worlds, the world is the representation of our will. Now you may argue that the world, that we are the product of this world, and therefore our will reflects this world, and that our will is the representation of the world, in a sense. Yeah, okay, take that to the grave and take that to hell with you. If that's comforting for you to think that, it's an excuse. Someone mentioned Diogenes here. He doesn't know that's the root of the word cynic. They put up a statue of a dog in honor of Diogenes, who lives in a barrel. I told one of the Russians here how I've been living for the last 6 months, and they talked about Diogenes, yeah? So I lived in a barrel, of course. So, sorry about the congestion. But yeah, so you, and this is about the art of the possible and the outcomes. What's going to be the outcome of your, sorry, hands numb again. What's going to be the outcome of your approach to life? Yeah, we can't know anything, but there's logic if you allow it to work and function. But I know people don't like logic because it gives them answers they don't like, answers that are inconvenient to them, answers that are discomforting, answers that are complex. Yeah. You can say, okay, my will is a representation of the world. I'm a victim of the world. Nothing to do about it. We're all predators. Let's just go and eat each other. Yeah, and hope for the best. And what's the outcome of that? This world. The only way to test whether the world can be the representation of our wills at every level, and I believe it can be, Well, I don't believe that. I'm entertaining the idea that it can be, and that if not, at the very least, we can evolve our will so that we leave planets like this behind us and generate other planets or reincarnate, new incarnate in other planes. Yeah. But even just being 100% scientific, it's a fact that we can make the world a better place. But the world is 100% factually, scientifically, evidence-based, empirically, inductive science. It is the representation of our will at the higher levels. Not higher as in morally higher, but we can't change what happens in the insect kingdom. We can't change what happens in the wild at the moment. Yeah, the brutality and the monstrosity and the horror of nature, the savage garden. At the moment, we don't have the means to change that, but I think very soon we could change that if we wanted to. I'm talking very simply and factually in very hard concrete terms, our social world. Yeah, the world that we actually build, the built world, is 100%. If anyone's going to tell me the built world is not the representation of our will, then what the fuck are they saying? Of course, the built world is the world we built. Yeah. Of course, it reflects our human nature. And so it comes down to this. If you're going to be cynical and say human nature is beyond repair, then you really may, you should go out and just have, take as many drugs, have as much fun as you possibly can, then kill yourself before the bill comes. Yeah. For that. Yeah. Take, open 20, as many credit cards as you can. Go out and spend all the maximum limit of the cars and have fun and then kill yourself. If that's going to be your position. If you're going to have children and stuff like that, then I'm sorry, you're just sickening, yeah? If you're going to reproduce that, now I'm rambling a little bit, I'm sorry, but I've only got 10 minutes and I don't know if I'll get to make videos in the future. This is a place I've been helping renovate and I've been putting power switches on and made the bed and everything and been doing quite a bit of work for them as much as I can. But I'll be out of here in a few days. So I don't know if I'll be making videos. And my arm's going to sleep and I can't even hold it up. And I'm trying to make the most important points and people just not interested. You know, of course, I'm nobody from nowhere and I have a tiny audience. But my points are 100% as I am the world's greatest philosopher. There's no... It just happened. Whatever reason, however it came about, I am the world's greatest philosopher. And people have a chance to learn from me, or they can just ignore me and continue repeating history. But I don't believe any historical cycle is going to save them. No false messiah is going to save them. The most obvious thing that you can state is that the human-built world is the representation of our will. And as we do unto other sentient beings, so shall we do unto other humans. As we will for other sentient beings, it's historical fact how we treat animals today is how we have been treating humans for the last whatever recorded history. Everything that we've done to other animals, we've done to each other also. The world is the representation of our will, at least at the most concrete, practical, heuristic levels. I'm not talking about mysticism. I'm not talking about redesigning nature. I'm talking about the human-built world is clearly the representation of our wills. And we keep repeating history and keep rebuilding the same situation over and over again. Pyramid structures with slavery. Simple as that. We keep doing this over and over again in recorded history. So the simple thing is, if you want to pretend you can escape history by repeating the same behaviors, then you're just insane. And to be honest, the more people I bother talking to and try to communicate with and try to interact with, the more I feel like a total alien on this planet. Total alien, yeah. I can maybe it's just a slight difference, but it makes all the difference. There's just people seem to be thick as a brick, yeah. They're just thick anyway. And there's no getting through to them. And where I am now, I can't even get people to do basic organizational things. just to think logically and clearly, and they're absolutely like they're just animals. And I kept telling these people, I said, I don't like racism at all, but my experience of like Eastern European, like Slavic peoples, is generally the, I don't know how the fuck they managed to survive this long. And anytime they get something, they ruin it. You know, they don't build things, they don't engineer things, they don't make things. And I keep reminding them, if Germany owned Russia, it would be the richest country in the world, yeah, with all those resources. But then I stopped for a second and thought, there's one argument that the fact that Germany didn't have all an abundance of resources is one of the reasons why they had to learn to evolve to be as organized as they are. Because people who aren't given everything freely by nature have to become smart and disciplined. People like the Slavs, who, especially now, who are just given gas and oil and everything possible, or the Saudis, people who are just given everything don't develop because there's no stimulus to develop discipline and organization and etc. Anyway, video is already too long. I apologize for rambling a little bit, but yeah. If you help me get an audience and set up somewhere, I can demonstrate to you that I'm the world's greatest philosopher. Yeah? And I'll blow anybody out of the water who thinks they got an argument against me. Anyway, ciao for now.